May 27, prove all things. Beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. Matthew 7:15. In the work in which my husband and I were called by the providence of God to act a part, even from its very beginning in 1843 and 1844, we have had the Lord to devise and plan for us, and he has worked out his plans through his living agents. False paths have been so often pointed out to us, and the true and safe paths so clearly defined in all the enterprises connected with the work given us to do, that I can say of a truth I am not ignorant of Satan's devices, nor of the ways and works of God. We have had to tax every power of mind, relying upon wisdom from God to guide us in our investigations, as we have had to review the different theories brought to our attention, weighing their merits and defects in the light shining from the Word of God and the things God has revealed to me through His Word and the testimonies, in order that we might not be deceived nor deceive others. We surrendered our will and way to God and most earnestly supplicated His aid, and we never sought in vain. Many years of painful experience in connection with the work of God have made me acquainted with all kinds of false movements. Many times I have been sent to different places with a message, I have a work for you to do in that place, I will be with you. When the occasion came, the Lord gave me a message for those who were having false dreams and visions, and in the strength of Christ I bore my testimony at the Lord's bidding. During the past 45 years, I have had to meet persons claiming to have from God messages of reproof to others. This phase of religious fanaticism has sprung up again and again since 1844. Satan has worked in many ways to establish error. Some things spoken in these visions came to pass, but many things in regard to the time of Christ's coming, the end of probation, and the events to take place proved utterly false. Take heed, therefore, how ye hear, Luke 8:18, is an admonition of Christ. Examine closely, prove all things, 1 Thessalonians 5:21. This is the counsel of God. Shall we heed it?